الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الوالد أوسط أبواب الجنة فإن شئت فأضع ذلك الباب أو احفظه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, elders, today we will speak about a very important relationship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that it is wajib to keep this relationship, and another ayat of the Quran says that it is absolutely haram to break this relationship. In normal circumstances, when a relationship goes through a time span or a long time span, then unfortunately we see that it becomes weak, it weakens. That strength and that link that it has, it becomes weaker and weaker because of time. The reason for giving this bayan or reminding ourselves once again is not that everybody must start giving gifts to each other and make it a commercial enterprise. But the maqsad or the objective is to come back to the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us to live, and to come back to the way of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Most of the time, the reason for the weakening of a bond or a relationship with people around you or those relations that you have is mainly because of the fact that we take things for granted after a while. Initially, it's so important to be related to you. It is so important for me to be in your midst and for you to be in my midst. It is so valuable that I have you as a companion or a relation. But as time goes, the importance and the value, the preciousness of this relationship, it becomes compromised, and thereafter it is not regarded as anything. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about a condition that now that precious, valuable relationship is lost. And the Arabs say, "An-ni'matu idha fuqidat 'urifat." When a ni'mat is lost, then we come to know how important it was in our lives. This relationship that we are going to speak about is a relationship between a child and their parents. A child, when we say a child, then we mean any person or every person, because every person has a parent. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His bounty and mercy, He has given us parents. And He has made such an institution of nikah. That's where it all starts. That is why one alim once said to a youngster, "It is not every woman that you bump into in town that will become the mother of your children." That is the correct sight, the vision that a person should have. So it is through the institution of nikah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created such a bond, and He has sanctified such a bond. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one in whose name you have made this relationship. This is only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decree that you can take a person from the opposite sex and make them a partner of yours in life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified this institution of nikah, which today, if you look around you, outside the fold of Islam, is not given that much of importance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you this shade. Whatever you are today, it is because of the confidence, the support, the backup, and if you look at it as bare minimum, the necessities that your parent fulfilled for you, that you are what you are today. Take a yatim, take an orphan, and ask that child, what backup do you have? When there is a problem, what am I going to do in life? Who is going to support me in my endeavors? That child has no one. And another person, another child, just the fact that he knows that a father exists, that is all. Even though he is not bountiful upon, because that is the cry of the youngsters or the child always. That what if my father is not fulfilling his role? Or what if my mother is not fulfilling her role? There is no such thing in Islam. In Islam, everything is connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you must ask yourself, are you fulfilling your role? And you do not have the right to punish anybody. So the son doesn't have a right to punish his parent because they are not fulfilling their role. That is Allah's prerogative, to punish and not to punish. To retaliate and not to retaliate. This is not your prerogative. Your duty, the haq that is upon you, is to fulfill your duty and rights that you owe to your parents. So just having a parent in itself has so much of benefit in a person's mental attitude, the stability of that individual. Look around you, and most delinquents that you see in society, it is because of this one feature that is missing in their lives. When you take your physical side, you will notice that it was that same mother who used to sacrifice the cold nights, the difficult moments, to feed you on time, to cleanse you on time, to protect the organs of your body. And it was the father that was working day and night, that was concerned about how he can earn to fulfill your needs. This importance, nobody can ever fulfill. That role that the parent plays in the initial stages of a person's life can never ever be substituted. Can never ever be substituted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, showing the importance of this relationship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the kindness to parents. Again, we emphasize, it is not a matter of gifts to parents. It is a matter of kindness, a relationship, a living with parents that Islam propagates. Not a gift to parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joins the kindness, obedience and reverence to parents to the highest form of ibadat that there is in this religion. And that is Tawheed. That is to believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To believe that Allah ta'ala is your sustainer and nourisher. Allah is your creator. And whatever He wills for you, that will happen. And what He doesn't will never ever happen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He wants to proclaim and decree that He is the only one worthy of worship, He joins that with this relationship in one ayat, in many ayat of the Quran. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not join any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And be kind towards your parents. Another ayat of the Quran says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ. Allah has decreed Allah Ta'ala has made it faraz